Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and welcome to today's Caffeine for the Soul. And today's title, if you didn't catch the reference, is it comes from a quote that was in Franklin Delano Roosevelt's inaugural speech in shortly before World War II, or actually shortly before the United States joined World War II. And he famously said, "The only thing we have to fear is fear itself." Now, interesting sidebar, apropos of nothing. The rumor is that line was actually written by Napoleon Hill, the author of Think and Grow Rich, who worked as an advisor to Roosevelt's cabinet. And he sort of came on board before the war, and they asked him what salary that he would want. And he said, I don't need to be paid. And they said, well, we have to pay you. And he said, okay, pay me $1. And the story was that one of Roosevelt's other advisors goes, well, apparently he knows exactly what he's worth. But whether or not that's true, for many years, I thought that was a really empowering idea, that the only thing we have to fear is fear itself. But what I've come to see is fearing fear is actually a lot more problematic than you'd think. There's another quote you've heard from me before, which is from Sid Banks, the enlightened Scottish welder. And it's actually the quote that I have at the very front of my book, The Inside Out Revolution. And he said, if the only thing that people learned was not to be afraid of their own experience, that alone would change the world. And if you can start to see that you don't even have to fear fear, I can tell you from personal experience, it is an absolute game changer. Now, I taught a course recently called Fearless Living, and it was a kind of a fun course to teach because I realized that even a year ago, I don't think I could have taught it. Or if I had, I don't think it would have had the impact that it really seemed to have for everyone in the group because I was still scared of fear. I was better with it. I was less reactive to it. I wasn't as driven by it, but fear really was a big factor in my world. And the essential message of the Fearless Living program was, you don't have to be afraid, and it's totally okay if you are. Now, what I want to do in this podcast is kind of explain both halves of that sentence. You don't have to be afraid, and it's totally okay if you are. So for me, one of the biggest things I saw early on about fear is that we're not afraid of what we think we're afraid of. We're afraid of what we think. So in my TEDx talk, Why Aren't We Awesomer, I tell the story of going on television in the UK and putting the NLP phobia cure to the test. And they brought me three people who had active spider phobias, and they brought in some doctors from the local university who hooked them up to EEG machines and EKG machines, brain and heart, and were going to measure their fear of tarantula spiders, and then I was going to work with them, and then they were going to come back and measure the change. Well, the show went, and it went so well, so dramatically well, that the one of the doctors insisted that they recalibrate the equipment, because they couldn't believe that the change had been so dramatic. But for me, it wasn't the dramatic change that I found in any way dramatic, because I'd seen that happen hundreds of times in my private work. What blew me away was the dress rehearsal. During the dress rehearsal, the stage manager came out with a clear plastic box, so you could see there was nothing in it, and said, during the actual show, there will be tarantula spiders in this box. And all three of the test subjects, their EEG and EKG machines went crazy. And that's when I really saw, oh my God, they're not scared of spiders. They're scared of scary thinking. And this scary thing happens to be of spiders, but it really could be of anything. And over the years, I've worked with people with some pretty bizarre fears and phobias. I will never forget the person who had an honest-to-God phobia of Jell-O. Like, you even said the word jello and they'd blanch. Well, when you start to see that if somebody says, I'm afraid, the next best question isn't, what are you scared of, which just will tell you what they're thinking of. It's, oh, does it look like a good idea to you to scare yourself before you go and do whatever it is you're going to do? And it sounds psychological and it sounds like a clever language trick. But what everyone I know who's looked in this direction starts to see is that we cannot feel fear without scaring ourselves. Now, I'll make a distinction. When there is a clear and present danger, if there is an actual tiger chasing you, if there's an actual person with a gun aimed at you, you will experience something that is often called fear. But in 99.9% of the cases where I've talked with people who've been in those situations, they don't describe it as, oh, it was awful and I was so... They describe it as a time of incredible clarity, incredible sharpness, incredible inner quiet and presence, incredible strength, incredible power. And so real fear, if we want to call it that, that biological response to a clear and present danger is actually one of the most wonderful gifts that we have. But the kind of low-level anxiety fear that most of us live with, it is self-created innocently. It's an innocent misuse of the gift of thought. But it's our thinking that we're using to scare ourselves, and then we're trying to move forward with the fear. And that's why you don't have to be afraid, because you don't have to scare yourself about anything. You can, but you don't have to. Now, what about part two? Why is it okay to be scared? Well, because if you really stop and think about it, the feelings that we associate with fear, the kind of dry mouth and closed throat and difficulty breathing and rapid heartbeat, are actually symptoms of an excess of adrenaline in the system. If I gave you an adrenaline shot, you would feel the exact sensations in your body that we associate with fear. And as with anything else in the body's designed to handle that in small doses. So the study that I think was in the book, Why Zebras Don't Get Ulcers, showed that human beings are made, our biology is designed so that we can be in that state of heightened autonomic arousal, that adrenaline overload, for up to half an hour every 2 to 3 days with literally zero negative side effects. It's only when we spend more and more of our time in that state of heightened anxiety that it begins to have a knock-on effect on both our physical health and our mental health. Now, in case this all sounds very abstract, I want to encourage you to do an experiment, but let me put some parameters around it. Do not do this if you're driving. Do not do this if you're in an environment which you think in any way might be unsafe. But the next time you're just kind of sitting around, which might be right now, I want you to take a minute when I'm done, and you can pause the podcast, and I want you to take a minute and I want you to scare yourself deliberately. I don't mind how you do it. You can think a scary thought. You can imagine up some scary futures. You can remember a time in the past where you were scared. But create the feelings of fear in you. And when you've done that, I want you to point to where in your body you're experiencing the sensations that you're describing as fear. So I notice for me, when I do that, I often wind up pointing to the back of my neck, sort of right where my shoulders meet my neck. Other people I know point to their chest or their stomach or other parts of the body. But when you found a spot, what I want you to do is forget about whatever you're doing to scare yourself. and follow the sensation. Just stay with the feeling. Now, I've done this experiment with hundreds of people. And inevitably, when somebody really drops the scary thinking and stays with the sensation begins to move and dissipate within about 30 seconds. One of my early mentors, Gay Hendricks, used to call it the 10-second miracle, because in his observation, it was 10 seconds once somebody started attending purely to a sensation without all the labeling and thinking before the sensation began to dissipate. So you don't have to be afraid, because you don't have to scare yourself. And it's totally fine if you are, because your body's made to handle a bit of adrenaline from time to time. Now, this has been life-changing for me. So if you listen to this and it was like, that was an okay one, what's the next one on my list? I encourage you at some point to come back to it again. Similarly, if you've listened to it and you've gone, this just sounds like New Age claptrap, whatever, I encourage you to come back to it. Because I can tell you from personal experience that when you're not even scared of fear anymore, everything changes. Or another way to say it is, nothing changes, but everything is different. Have fun, learn heaps, happy experimenting, and I'll talk with you soon.